Our catechism questions for this morning are questions 59 and 60. Which is the eighth commandment? The eighth commandment is, thou shalt not steal. What is forbidden in the eighth commandment? The eighth commandment forbids whatever does or may unjustly hinder our own or our neighbor's wealth or outward estate. I don't know about you, but I remember as a child watching certain movies which glorified bank robberies, and I'm not saying that many of us would have sympathy for banks being robbed, but quite often the subject of stealing becomes something done that people are admired for rather than seen as a crime or indeed a sin against God. We have much less tolerance for people. I remember a story many years ago in Sallynagan of a woman in her 80s who was attacked for her handbag and was brutally attacked, and it was something like £5 in her handbag at the time, and she suffered for a long time afterwards, obviously, from that attack. People will do terrible things to take the property of others. But again, as we've tried to emphasize over the last few weeks, these commands are not just the outward action, but it's also the condition of our heart that we need to apply this command to. In fact, there's some similarities between this command and the 10th commandment, which tells us that we should not covet our neighbor's wife or our neighbor's goods. There's definite similarities. Obviously, this command specifically forbids the taking of somebody else's property, whereas the 10th commandment forbids even the desire to have somebody else's possessions. So the 8th commandment is, according to our catechism, thou shalt not steal. And then we see what is forbidden. First of all, the 8th commandment forbids whatever does or may unjustly hinder our own. And 1 Timothy 5 verse 8 says, but if any provide not for his own, in other words, his own family or his own house, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. So we're not to take from our families by not providing for them. That is considered stealing from them. But then also Proverbs 28 verse 19, he that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread, but he that followeth after vain persons shall have poverty. Enough a wasting of our time and a wasting of spending time with people instead of giving our energies to work, giving our energies to labor, is a breaking of this command as well. We need to apply this obviously in the more fundamental sense that we are not to steal from God as well our time. We're not to steal from God his worship. We're not to steal from God all that we owe him. We mentioned that, didn't we, last week? Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. If we don't do that, we are robbing God. Malachi says that. How do you rob me? By bringing in, bringing in those bruised animals, those blind, the maimed animals. It's a robbing of God. It's a stealing from God. Proverbs 21 verse 6 says, the getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death. I remember many years ago, I don't know if many of you remember Stephen Doherty, but he made this point to me. He said that in the old days they used to use the phrase working for a living. Now we use the phrase making a living or making money instead of working for money. And it's a slight difference, but there's a mentality behind that, isn't there? You know, we think of making money, and however I make it, that's almost secondary. I need to make money, whereas the scriptures talks about working for our living. The getting of treasures, as Proverbs 21 says, the getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a vanity. We've, in the last 20 years in this country, have seen how the bankers, and we've seen how certain businessmen have, by lies and by deceit and by fraud, have got much wealth, and many of them have lost a lot as well. And again, our heart does not bleed for that, I suppose. But the getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a vanity or an emptiness tossed to and fro of them that seek death. In other words, the point that Proverbs 21 is making, if I seek to prosper myself by lying, and I seek to advance myself by lying, I am seeking death because I'm breaking God's law. But then also, or our neighbor's wealth or outward estate. Ephesians 4:28 says, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have time, that he may have to give him that needeth. I think that the end clause in that verse is worth reading again. That he may have to give to him that needeth. We're not to work for our money just so that we can spend it all on ourselves. We're to work for our money so that we can give it to those who have need. And may the Lord help us to apply this command. Not just the negative. Not just the what I shouldn't do. That would be only half the command. But what I should do. The eighth commandment forbids whatever does or may unjustly hinder our own or our neighbor's wealth or outward estate.